Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm you have called me.
Glory to God.
Welcome to Eagles of Flight Hour. I'm Apostle Watch. Pray. Father, we thank you right now. Thank you for God. Give you praise. Give you glory and honor. This is the day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. And we thank you right now for your presence, O God, in Jesus' name. Thank you for even ministering to our hearts tonight as we come ready to receive from you, Lord God. Thank you for the impartation of your word in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God, for meeting us here tonight on this line. Holy Spirit, saturate this line with your presence, your power, your anointing, Jesus. Thank you for your word that's going to come forth out of our mouth, Lord God. Thank you for using these lips of flame. Lord, speak, Lord God, as you desire to speak. Do what you desire to do, Lord. Replenish, strengthen, Lord God, that which you choose to in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God, as we come before your presence tonight, Lord God. We're hungry for your word. And let your word minister to us. Let your word find us. Let your word keep us, oh God, in Jesus' name, Lord God. That we should have experience with you every single time that we come into your presence, Lord God. That we should have an experience of change, experience of illumination, Lord, and elevation in Jesus' name. Take us higher in your glory, Lord God. Take us higher in your presence in the name of Jesus, oh God. So, Lord God, we thank you in advance for what you're about to do. Without us, Lord God, but we thank you as we surrender to you the whole truth and the present truth, Lord God, that you should manifest things in all we have. You should do like never before in Jesus' name. So, Lord God, thank you for the demonstration of your kingdom tonight, Lord God. Thank you for the action. Thank you for the obedience of faith, for direct line. Lord God, with you in the name of Jesus, God, do what you desire to do, Lord God, to be yield ourselves to you. So, Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, God, as we stand ready. The church ready for your word, ready for the breakthrough and the breakout. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we give you praise, give you honor, and the glory. Jesus, increase now, decrease now. And Jesus, increase now, decrease now. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
So, glory to God. We're going to get ready to get into the Word of God. And once again, I thank God for each and every one tonight. And we're going to ask you to turn with me to Numbers chapter 13 and start at verse 26. Numbers 13 and we start at verse 26. And they went and came to Moses and Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel unto the wilderness of Paran, to Kadesh, and brought back word unto them and unto all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. And they told him and said, we came unto the land whither thou contestest, and surely it floweth with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. Moreover, we saw the children of Anak there, and the Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites and the Jebusites and Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. Caleb still the people, because Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. But the men that were up him said, we be not able to go up against these people, for they are stronger than we. And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search it, it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof, and the people that we saw in that area are men of great stature. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants, and we were in our sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight. Amen. I'd like to talk on the subject tonight. No longer a victim, but I am the victor. No longer the victim, I am the victor. Amen. And as we look at these two words, a victim is one, a person who has been attacked, robbed, injured, or killed by someone else, a person who is cheated or fooled by someone or something that is harmed by an unpleasant event, a living being sacrificed to deity or in the performance of religious rite, and that is acted on and usually adversely affected by a force or agent, one that is injured, destroyed, or sacrificed under any various condition. Okay, and so again, the last one is that one that is subjected to oppression, hardship, or mistreatment, a frequent victim of political attacks. So here it is. We were talking about no longer being a victim, but I am the victor. It is a statement of faith, but yet it starts with you. Each and every individual person has to start inside and work its way out. And as we look at the children of Israel, and this part here is a very important thing, is the children of Israel are transitioning from slavery to freedom. Sometimes there's some side effects of being enslaved in this condition. They were physically enslaved for 400 years, yet meant to do tormenting work daily and just subjected to abuse and just talked to any kind of way, talked down and beat down and knocked down and chained down and continuous forms of abuse and havoc throughout their lives. As we look at our lives, there's some things we've gone through for periods of time and different attacks we've gone through. We've suffered through some things, and we've gone through some things that was very belittling, and it just makes us feel less than a person and different things. So understanding the mindset of a victim, you know, they've gone through some things, and sometimes things are it could be something in their soulless realm, it could be something in the physical realm, something in the spiritual realm, to where they have feel they've been dealt a shorthand, the wrong hand, back hand, any kind of hand, and it may cause them to feel like they don't deserve to go forward or they shouldn't go forward. Amen. So we see what that victim sounds like. And now let's look at the victor real quick. There is a person who defeats an enemy or opponent. So someone who overcomes an opposition or any kind of opposition, it could be any kind of, or whatever, whoever overcomes that opposition is a victor. One that defeats an enemy or an opponent. If anyone needs to call in, who has a question, comment, any prayer, the number is 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416. Amen. So as we see the setting, amen, they've gone from out of, they've been freed from slavery, and so now Moses is leading them through the wilderness, and they'll go through the wilderness, and they're to a place to where they see the promised land. They see the promised land, and Moses sent 10 spies over to go search out the promised land, see if it is what God has been promising. And so here it is, they go forth, and they come back, and they see, they have a report, and they've seen it, and they have a report now. So here it is, as we set the setting, they're able to express to Moses of what they saw, what took place. And so definitely one was saying how the land flowing with milk and honey is rich, the abundance of, this is the proof, the big fruit, the show of the abundance in the land. and then has some other tangible evidence of some other things. So here it is, their strong proof of the research and what they found. And then it goes on the other hand to where you had another set saying, now, oh, yes, they truly, that is there, that is true, but did you know where the giants in the land? So now we have giants that we're also fighting. And so they, or that we're going to face with. So they didn't focus as much as on the milk and honey, the big, huge grapes, the fruit of the land, more so who was in the land. And a lot of times when God wants to bless us for certain things and he blesses us a certain way, we don't look at what God is doing. We're looking at how whoever the opposition may be that God may have to use to be a blessing to you. And sometimes, you know, the person who we choose to be the vessel to be used to bless the Lord may not be the example that we want to use. You know, it may not be the one that we would call first, you know, and say this and that. But the bottom line is God has a plan. God knows how to find us where we need to be, and then he also knows how to make some things happen the way it needs to. So no longer a victim means that, you know, here it is, we see the children of Israel, even though they're free, but yet they're not free. They're still bound up in their hearts and minds of the oppression, of the abuse that already took place. And many times we've gone through some situations where we feel like we got the short end of the stick. Every time we go here, it never works right. And, you know, every time we go there, I always come short. They always talk about me and this and that. Well, we will find we will have all kind of reasons why we don't believe God versus fruits of our faith. And what we see here is what people are expressing. All the things that they did and all the things that came their direction, and things didn't work out the way they expected to. So now we end up looking as a victim. We begin to look at one who this happens to you frequently, and you, for some reason, you got to fight for everything, and you can never catch a break, and no one gave you anything. And next thing you know, you feel some kind of way that everything that you try to do is not working, or even as you begin to see what God wants you to see, you're so busy looking at things that don't matter rather than seeing the things that do matter. Yes, the giants were in the land, but God wanted them to see the land flowing with milk and honey. That was the most important part. But you know, when you have a victim mindset, or you are a victim, you begin to see the other things that didn't matter. Do you believe that God would have sent them into the wilderness? I mean, to the land flowing with milk and honey without adequate protection? God brought them through the Red Sea. Blocked off, hit on it, fell in the crew before he actually split the water and actually put him to walk through it. So if God was able to do that in that situation to where he was able to bring them through and it caused them to get away from fell in the crew by feet, you know, as they went through, then they came to the Red Sea and actually opened up the Red Sea, that all of them was able to walk on ground, solid ground. If God was able to do that, who are giants in the land? See, sometimes we forget what God has already done, and we see this new problem, and we give this problem more respect than we give God, and realizing that this thing would not be so without you. So as we continue to look and see, we're seeing that these men, these were the children of Israel, were coming from a victim mindset because of the misfortunes, because of the slavery, because of the beatings, the cursing, all kind of stuff they were going through before they even got to this point. But now those things are the stuff that's plaguing their mind when it comes to them receiving the victory. We have to be careful that because of what happened before in the past, we end up going back into that place and causing it to be current. And we give life to some death sometimes because we can't embrace the moment, but we have to go back and look at what happened last time or what didn't happen the last time. And by doing this, we begin to set ourselves up for fail. Now, God is trying to take you into the promised land. He's trying to take you into a new place in him. He's trying to shift you, trying to move you. Amen. And so because we are so caught up We missed the moment. And so now here it is where God wanted to bless you. God wanted to take you higher. We're seeing the other thing that didn't matter. And so now God can't do everything that he wanted to do because we're missing. We're not in connection. We're not flowing the way we need to with God. And we're not seeing right. See, that's what, if we can't see right, we can't flow right. And if we can't flow right, we won't do right. See, we have to make sure that the things are aligned in order to where we're able to progress in the things of God. So as we see the children of Israel, as they begin to confirm that the land, yes, is flowing with honey, but, see, there goes the but. We have to be careful and mindful because of the but, because we allow too many buts to cut us off of our blessing. We allow too many buts to come in front of our dreams and different things. So we must learn how to fight back and not allow the buts in life to take claim of us and stop us from progressing. And this is why it's very important for us to understand that God has to do a work within us and on us in order for us to see and walk through the manifestation of what he wants us to walk into. We have to get past the bust in our life. And being a victim, we see the blessing. We see some great things happening, but we let the butt come in. And with the victim holds on to the butt because they believe what the butt say rather than what God say. We have to get to the point where we realize no matter what has happened, no matter what things have come, we cannot let butts in our life stop us from receiving all that God has for us. We must be determined that no matter how the enemy tries to come, we will not be stopped by the buts of life. We have to be so determined that no matter how the enemy tries to come, he will fail because we're not receiving the buts. So, amen. So as they begin to see the land flowing with milk and honey, but they can't get past the but because of the giants. Now, when God told them about the vision, well, he told them about the land flowing with milk and honey, the promise. When the promise was made from God, God never said anything about giants in the land. He told them about the most important thing. I have the place of land flowing with milk and honey, the blessing. I promised to, it took promise to Abraham and brought on Isaac, Jacob, or everyone who I've made the promise to from generation to generation. That's the thing that he wanted them to see, not the thing that presented itself to them. See, sometimes and we get distracted by the things that were presented to us rather than the thing that God sent us to do, or he desired for us to experience. But God sent us in this place to experience his goodness and his grace, we're supposed to focus on that thing. Of course, challenges will come. Of course, temptation will come on some side and on the hand to try to make you think or look at something else that's not important. But we have to be so determined in God that no matter what comes our way, we will not be stopped. We will not let people or things or whatever people want for us or don't want for us stop us from getting what God has for us. We have to be so fixed in our heart and so determined that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. We have to be so determined that we're going to overcome every obstacle, every challenge that comes our way because we know what God has said. That's the thing that has weight. That's the thing that has the measure of what God has for us. We have to be so determined. Your why has to be bigger than man's why not. Huh? We have to be our reason. What is your reason for going through? Jesus said when he was talking about unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and die, it shall remain alone. See, in order, he said, in order for him to go through those things, he had to be willing to die to himself. And then he said, he goes on to say he has to. I think it was John chapter 12 when he talks about that, when he talks about being going to the ground and die. He said, in order for you to have what you're supposed to, And in order for you to live in progress in the things of God, you have to be willing to die. You have to be willing to separate yourself from some things. You have to be willing to go through and endure some things. See, everything worth having is worth going through. And sometimes we get caught up on things being easy. We want things to be, yes, it's your season, but it doesn't mean that you won't have opposition in your season. We have to be so determined that no matter how the enemy comes, we will not be moved. We have to be determined within our hearts that no matter how what comes our way, no matter what other voice try to speak up, no matter what other voice try to speak down on what God has said, the only thing that is going to matter is what God said. I challenge you. Don't when it comes to the blessing of God in your life, don't be like the children of Israel. The last part of the statement they made at the very end, we were like grasshoppers in our sight. See, how do you see yourself? If you do not see who you are in God, why do you expect everyone else to see who you are? You have to be that determined. No, look, I don't care who wants you to mount a hill of beans. If you know what God has said about you, you have to be willing to hold on to in the midst of adversity. You have to stand even in the eye of the storm. No matter which way people want you to go, you have to be determined to go with God. See, the other people, don't give people, and this is our problem, because we give people too much power in our life to begin to speak us into what they, we give too much power to people. What they say is not going to always go. What they think or want for you is not God's final word. We have to be willing to stand up against the opposition and say, thus saith the Lord, and there is where I'll stand. Look, even if it's your mama, daddy, sister, brother, you have to be willing. It does not matter. If God has no respect to the person, then what's wrong with us? You have to be that determined that no matter who is who will not stand with you, if you have to stand by yourself, you're not standing alone. And this is what causes you to rise up from a victim to the victor, because a victor is the one who overcomes. Yes, opposition will come. You may be facing some giants in your land. You may be facing some opposition right now. You may be facing some naysayers, people who may speak some things against you, who don't want you to prosper. You may say or you may see some things in your life. It may not be working the way you want it to work. You may have plans right now, 5 years up to this point. You're expecting yourself to be doing some greater things. And right now you may be working at a restaurant and not doing what you expect to be doing. But is that God's final word for your life? We have to be willing to fight through, but no, not blaming everyone for your shortcomings or not taking responsibility for your inability or whatever thing may come about you, come at you or come to you in this time. You got to be willing to overcome that thing. You got to be willing to see past it. You have to be willing to press through it. You can't sit there and cry about what did not work, but what about what has worked? Do you still have life? Do you still have breath? Are you still breathing? Are you still able to move your limbs? If you're able to move your limbs, you still have full operation of your limbs, guess what? You can keep on moving. What about your faith? You may not have deadly faith, but you do have Volkswagen. Start there. And sometimes you may not be able to start where you want to start. But the fact of the matter is where you start. If you start somewhere, you'll get somewhere. And so sometimes we may not work the way we're looking for it to work sometimes. We may have some delays, but you're not denied. We have to be willing to see ourselves bigger than with a grasshopper. You know, we're not a grasshopper in God's sight. See, this never came from God. So we're challenged to look at what has been presented to us. We're challenged to look at what has been said. We're challenged to look at what has been presented here. So here we see the fruit. We see the potential of what God has said. We can hear the potential of what God wants. We can hear the sound. It sounds like what God says. I can feel it in my spirit. But I look into the deep. I'm not seeing everything that I hear that my spirit will believe right now. But nevertheless, I must hold on to what he has said and is saying. See, no matter what opposition comes, no matter what's presented to you, no matter what people say, God has the final say. Like the song says, it's not, it ain't over. See, it ain't over. And too many times we put the nail in our own coffin because we think it's over because it didn't happen the way that we thought it was supposed to go. When they heard about the land flowing milk and honey, they're thinking it's going to be just a simple place, unguarded, and it's going to be. No, see, just because God may not have brought attention to the fact that there's giants in the land doesn't mean that God didn't know. Just because God may not say about a thing, say anything about a thing, that doesn't mean that God didn't know about it. This never caught God by surprise. But the thing that he is saying is this, is already yours. See, we have to be willing to go past the opposition in order for our condition to change. Sometimes he's going to challenge you to see past what is being presented. If you can see it, if you can believe it by your spirit, it's not always according to your flesh. Just because it don't look like what you want to look at according to flesh, it doesn't mean it's impossible to God. So we have to be willing and obedient to eat the good of the land. So just imagine that, you know, so they're seeing that for what they're seeing that's coming from God here, or we just see what's in the, what the land is showing and presenting, but at the same time, they have to be willing to stand through beyond what they see. And we're going to be faced with opposition. We're going to be faced with challenges. And we have to believe God beyond what we see. Don't be afraid to stretch out. This is why faith, now faith, is so important. We have to believe even beyond seeing it with our natural eyes. As a believer, remember, believe in the seeing. So as we believe, and take God as a word, this is our sight. We walk by faith and not by sight. So as we're walking by faith, because of how we stand, well, this is how we stand. We stand by faith. It's not based on the natural five senses. And this is where the victim has a problem. Well, the victim lives in the senses. The victim lives by the way he feels, he or she feels, by what they see, by they hear, by what it smells like. But the sound, all of the five senses are in action. The touch, the way it feels, the way it's touch, feel, smells, sounds, and what's the other one? Hearing. All the five senses are in action. But we got to remember, it's not according to the five senses, but it's according to the spirit of the living God. It's according to what God is saying to you by the spirit. These are the things that we have to catch. If we don't catch God in our standing, if we don't receive fully what he has for us, we're going to miss out on what he has for us. We have to go beyond what's being presented, and what's being seen, to what we know and we believe. And his word is where we have to believe. Without this word, we have to walk by faith and not by sight. It's not going to always come and look like what you want to look like. So here we go back to the word again, and he says in Numbers chapter 13, one second, please. And so as he's addressing this, this is surely, yeah, the land is flowing with milk and honey. Yes, it truly is. But the other part is, but there's giants in the land. So we say in verse 31, it says, but the men that went up with him said, we be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. See, many times in our Goliaths that we see in life, Goliath is going to be Goliath. Look here, Goliath is going to look mean, going to look ugly. He's going to look real tall. But you cannot measure yourself to Goliath. That's a mismatch. Matter of fact, that's what God never said that. But the thing is, we have to measure Goliath to our God. And when we begin to measure our Goliath to our God, there we will see the advantage and we will see the win. Well, disadvantage for him. So our advantage, our God, is greater than our Goliath. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. If anyone needs to have a question, comment this time, the number is 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416, and press 1 to get in the question box. Amen. So he says, they are strong, for they are stronger than we. And they brought up, and look at this, look what God said, from an evil report of the land. That was not what God wanted them to focus on. See, we focus sometimes on the wrong things. So what, the sister who worked in the same department as you, she got promoted last week. Okay, God, and what? I can't promote you? Be on time, you can get promoted. Do your work, and we can get, do your work and get off Facebook, we can, you can get reported. I mean, we get promoted. Excuse me. See, so many times we look at the wrong thing instead of the right thing. You handle your business, God will handle his. So we get so distracted. But look what God did with that person. Or look at their credentials. They went to college 4 years. God did not ask you if they went to college for 4 years. He didn't care if they went to school for 8 years. It did not. Listen, God does not need you to remind him of other people. God knows that. God does not need all the information in order for him to bless you. God didn't say, well, tell me who up against you or who got the promotion. He didn't ask you all that. Where is your faith? Do you believe in God or you go by your abilities alone? See, we have to remember, it's not by your strength or your power, your might, but by God's Spirit. See, we have to understand that God is building this house. God is the author and finisher of our faith. See, when we realize who is in control, it doesn't matter who would think they're in control. Well, we know that God is on our side. Who cares who's around us? Who cares who may have the credentials out the door? God's favor is on your life. When God's favor is on your life, there's nothing no man or woman can do to stop God from blessing you. There's nothing. They can't do anything to stop what God has for you. Like the song said, what God has for you, it is for you. Okay, let's move on a little further. Amen. He goes on to say, they brought up an evil report of the land, which they had searched under the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we had gone to search it is a land that the inhabitants thereof, and all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. Listen, a victim likes to size people up or size themselves up, or I can actually say size down themselves because of what you've been through. I'm pretty sure we all have testimonies of different things that we've gone through before. Some things that may not have been so nice, some things that didn't feel good. But even though you may have been, quote unquote, a victim of unfortunate circumstance, that's not the end of your story. See, as long as you still have breath in your body, any story can change. See, no matter how it may have looked like, no matter how it started, but God is the author and finisher of our faith. God is still writing, as a matter of fact, manifesting your story, your life. So even though something bad had, you may have had a challenging moment or a bad moment, don't wreck your whole life because of one moment. Don't block God from performing great signs, wonders, and miracles in your life because of one Pharaoh. Don't stop God from blessing you just because you may have a moment that was not good. You had a crashing moment, you know, a moment that you missed a mark. Okay, don't stop there. Stop. Listen, the Bible tells Romans 8:1, there's therefore no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Stop condemning yourself unto death. No, see, we condemn ourselves to the point to where we can't go and do nothing good in God. Why? Because we take it every time, well, I messed up, and because you messed up, we make such a big pout about it. Yes, I'm going to say pout. We make such a big pout about it that we can't get to where God wants to get to because we still looking back. Lot's wife, stop looking back. You cannot obtain anything going forward looking backwards. My God, real talk. We can't. You see, the children of Israel still looking back. Now, they have the fruit in the hand of the land that gives solid proof of what God is saying is true. But they're looking back in the land, looking back at the people. They're not looking at what God is showing them right before their eyes. Refocus yourself. Look at what God is putting in your hand. Moses, what do you have in your hand? Start looking back to Pharaoh. And focus what's on the head of you in front of you. Focus on what I'm about to do. Focus. Lift up your staff. Raise your staff. Lift it up. What do you have in your hand? A rod. Lift it up. He didn't tell him to look backwards and try to lift your rod. No, he had to look forward, turn his back to the Pharaoh, look forward, and lift his hands up. Sometimes it takes us taking a moment to worship in order for us to get our head right so God can move. See, as long as we are in the flesh, we're going to be about the flesh. But sometimes we need to stop what we're doing, lift up our hands, enter some worship, so we can truly experience what God wants us to experience, to get our head right. Remember, stop making the situation your God and trust God for real. Your God is bigger than any problem you can have on this earth. There's nothing, no one greater than God. But until you catch the epiphany, until you get the revelation, you will continuously let situations and circumstances be your God. My God, thank you, Jesus. So he says, the inhabitants, all the people, he said, all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. Great stature. Who's sizing who up? Why are you sizing them up? Why are you sizing up your situation? It's just a situation. Sometimes we make things bigger than what it is in our own mind. Listen, you're no longer a victim, but you are a victor. In order for you to overcome any situation, you have to shift in your mind and your mindset and reset your mind. See, when you reset your mind to win, now God can do all things through you. And we read the scripture all the time, we can do all things in Christ, but God is waiting for you to line up so he can do all things through you. Greater is he that is in you than he is in the world. As so a man think in his heart, so is he. So until you shift in your mindset, the way you see yourself, stop seeing yourself, measure yourself as a grasshopper. See, you downgrade yourself to a grasshopper. But you want God to perform the miracle. Newsflash, you are part of God's demonstration. See, if Moses did not come to the water, and if Moses did not respond to God, what is in your hand? If Moses didn't obey God and lift up his hand, the Red Sea would not have been activated to be moved. See, God is ready and waiting to perform himself through you, through me, through us. But sometimes we're so focused on the mountain, we're so focused on Pharaoh, to where we can't move, we're paralyzed. We bring so much focus to our opposition and miss our moment of opportunity. We focus so much on what's negative, we can't see God's positive. See, we're so focused on the negative situation and we miss on the opportunity that God is ready to bring forth. Come on, we have to come out of that place and go with God. Amen. Verse 33. And there we saw the giants. They saw the giants. They saw, yes, they saw the giants. And he says, we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants, okay? We know they're giants. But they're not God. They're not God. Glory to God. He goes on. He says, and we were in whose sight? Our own sight as grasshoppers. Let me deal with that situation right there. There's a thing called low self-esteem. If you do not deal with this low self-esteem, if you do not deal with your own self-image, if you don't see yourself right, you won't do right. We have been made in God's image and his likeness. And until we realize who we are through his image and likeness, we cannot change nothing. We can't do nothing without him. Until we realize who we are in him, how can greater? Greater is he that is in you, me, us, than he that's in the world. If we can't see past ourselves to the place where we see him in us, can God do the greater? If we can't see, if we see ourselves as insignificant, God can't use me. I stutter. God can't use me. I don't know how to write good. God can't use me. I can't sing. God can't use me. I can't preach. I can't use it because I can't read. You know, I mean, okay, fact. You may have that opposition, but the truth is, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Stop living on the facts and start living by the truth of God's word. We got to come out of the facts of love. Okay, thank you. We got to come out of the facts of life. It's time out for the facts of life. Start living the truth of God's life through you. Drop the facts of life and get on God's life. His word is truth that never changes. He said, we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so were we in their sight. You don't know that. You know, a lot of times people see our potential much faster than we can see in our own, or see our own potential. We have to realize who we are in him. When we shake ourselves in God and allow ourselves to be shaken by God, God can now make you realize, look here, you are my son. You are my daughter. I love you that much. I gave my son for you. Matter of fact, he is in you, ready to perform my word. When will we wake up and realize that the victory, the victor is already in us? Let the victor speak, not the victim. Jesus, listen, Jesus was not a victim of the cross. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Jesus was not a victim of the cross. He was a victor of the cross. Jesus was not a victim of death. He was a victor to death. He was not a victim of the grave. He was a victor of the grave. He rose. See, all three oppositions he overcame. He overcame the cross. He overcame the death. He overcame the grave. He rose. And he not only did he rose with all power in his hand. All power in heaven and earth was given to him. Because why? He is the victor and not the victim. That same victor is in us as believers. This is what gives us the victory. My God, this is what gives us the victory. Because of him in us. Now quickly, 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Oh, my God. We're almost there. Oh, glory. He says, verse 55. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The Greek word for victory is nike, like Nike, nike, the victory and the success. The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Listen here. You got your head down, but God said, I've already given you the victory. Get your head up. See what I've given to you. See what I've done. And grab hold of what I've placed in you. Matter of fact, allow him to manifest himself through you. You already got the victory. The victor is inside of you. You are no longer the victim, but you are the victor. Stop seeing yourself as defeated and see yourself as already won. As a matter of fact, receive yourself as already won. Let me make it even clearer. Verse 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. There's no reason for you to hold your head down. Stick with the word. Stick with it. Go for it. Move forward. Be unmovable. Don't let anything shake your favor, anyone. Don't let the enemy make you belittle you and make you think you are nobody. You have nothing for God. God can't use you. Why? Because of what your flesh may say? Because of the limitations on your flesh? Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, my God. If there's anyone we need to call in, once again, the number 347-945. 5416, 5416, press 1 to get in to speak. Amen. 347-945-5416, press 1 to speak. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding, always going high in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor, come on now, your labor is not in vain in the Lord. listen here, you're working hard now. You're pressing hard. You got to work. You got to labor in prayer, labor in service. Give your service unto the Lord. Go spend some time volunteering, doing something that's going to help someone else besides yourself. I mean, as you begin to let God use you, do through you, watch and see what God will do. See, we can't see some things happening because we don't put it to use. We don't put God's word to use enough. If you go out and pray for somebody, then God can move somebody. See, we want everything to be given. Why would God give you more anointing than you ain't did that with the anointing you ain't got? See, we have to see ourselves, oh, God, I mean, because this and that, I didn't do this and that, or I did this and I messed up. Okay, come on, get past that. David messed up. David slept with another man's wife. He ain't kidding the man. But did that stop David from doing great things in God? No. Paul, he was crucified the church. Did that stop God from doing the great things in his life? No. I mean, we have to remember, this thing, look, Moses murdered a man, flat out. Did that stop God from doing some great things in his life? No. Stop being the victim. Stop looking at what didn't go right or what didn't happen for you the way you expected it to. Let me tell you something. Sometimes God allows us to be disappointed so we can come back stronger. Because sometimes we will do a half piece of a work because we just think, okay, I can just have what we do. And we don't give our whole heart. But see, God lets you fall on your face a few times. You can get tired of that. And either you go sit there and just give up, or you will stand up and do what you got to do. See, it's strategy with God. God knows what it's going to take to get you. See, I remember doing a movie, Hurricane. There's a line that I never forget. Denzel said in the movie, he said, "You can't break me because you ain't make me." And see, we be letting the devil break us down. Oh, God, I can't go any further. Oh, my God, things happen. All this negative stuff, we keep giving the devil all this glory. Okay, yes, it may not work with you. It may not have worked as planned. But you think God only got one plan for your life? You think everything is wrapped in one thing from God? In other words, God has many ways of blessing you. God has many ways of doing what you need to do. And anytime a door closes, you God can't open up 4 or 5 doors? God can do anything. I don't care who don't want you to be blessed. I don't care who want someone to turn their back on you. God don't need the permission to bless you. And we got to realize that. Stop giving people all this power. Just because you may not be America's who's who, oh, well, be who God has called you to be and give your all, give your best. Be the best at what you can do. Listen, no one can be a better you than you. Be the best you that you can be. Don't just do it. Be the best you can be. When you be the best you can be, no one can ever duplicate you. You can never be duplicated. Do it and do it well. So I challenge you tonight. No longer be the victim. I challenge you to be the victor that God has called you to be. God never planned for disappointment in you. Disappointment was never part of his plan for your life. So why should you accept disappointment to be yours? Good question, preacher. If God never accepted, if God never designed disappointment for your life, why are you accepting disappointment? Why are you accepting not accomplishing your goals in God? Come on. Can't blame no one but ourselves. Because I don't care how many people don't like you. I don't care how many people like you. I don't care how many people don't want to see you progress in God. Can they stop your relationship with God? No. So stop giving people power that they don't have. Don't even give the devil no power. Let me tell you, he only can operate from the power that you give him. And sometimes we get to give him too much power for something he don't deserve to do. Glory to God. So I challenge you tonight. Look beyond yourself. Look deep within you and be who God's called you to be. As we pray, prepare your hearts tonight. Father, we thank you, Lord God, in Jesus' name. We thank you for this word. Let it go deep within our souls, Lord God. Minister to each and every one of us. Find us where we are right now. Deal with our hearts. Deal with our mind. Challenge our spirit. Renew our faith in you. Help us to submit our flesh to your subjection, Lord God. And we thank you in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Line us up according to your word, Jesus, that we should stand strong and show up and show out. Once again, no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. Every tongue that arises up against us in judgment, we condemn now in Jesus' name. Demonstrate your plan, your purpose, your power, as we go forth in your life, Jesus. Lord, I tear down every wall of low self-esteem. I bind up the spirit of rejection in Jesus' name. I shut it down now. Self, we bind it up in the name of Jesus, oh God. Jealousy, envy, strife, we bind you up. We cast you down. We call you inoperable right now in Jesus' name. You cannot move forward at all. So, Father, we thank you right now for causing us to rise up, strengthen up, man up, woman up in Jesus' name, that we shall walk according to your word, not according to man's promises, but according to your promise. Yea and amen. So, Lord, I thank you right now for establishing us in you tonight. As we go forth, oh God, we should go forth in victory and in power. Empower, endow us right now, Lord God, that we shall manifest your will for our lives and be strong. So, Lord God, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We give you all the praise, all the honor, and the glory. For it's in your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. If anyone who desires salvation, repeat this after me. Lord, forgive me. I'm a sinner. I want to be saved. I believe that Jesus died, and on the third day he rose for me. I thank you for a reconciliation. I thank you for bringing me into your fold. Lord, I accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior right now. I turn from my wicked ways. I renounce my old hidden ways, and I accept you now. In the name of Jesus, so we give you praise, glory, and honor. I receive it in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. For those anyone who may need to rededicate your life to the Lord, Father, forgive me. I've gone astray. I thank you that you redeemed me from the curse of the law. I thank you for redeeming me from any which way that the enemy is trying to pull. I renounce it now. Every stronghold, I renounce every habit. I renounce anything, Lord God, that's not from you, Lord. To me, against my mind, against me and my mind, I thank you. I surrender all now. Surrender spirit, soul, and body to you. Lord, live through me. Do what you desire to do, Lord, that I shall live for your glory. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise, glory, and honor. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Once again, I thank God for each and every one. That number is 347-945-5416. If there's anyone who may have a quick question, a quick comment, prayer, amen. Press 1 to get in the queue box that you can come forward. Amen. But in the meantime, amen, we thank God for his word tonight. We pray that the word touch you, caught you, wherever you are, and matter of fact, brought you out further than you ever been. So, glory to God. So, we thank the Lord for each and every one tonight. We love you all. Join us again next week, amen, for what does send the Lord. And truly thank God for this Eagles of Flight Hour. Amen. Once again, I'm Apostle Marcus Dupree and Prophet Celine Dupree. I thank God for each and every one. As we go forth, we will see the glory of God manifest himself in an awesome and special way. So thank you all, and may God continue to bless you. And if anyone desires to soul see, you can go to eagleswingsim@yahoo.com. eagleswingsim@yahoo.com. Amen. We have a PayPal account there. Soul seed and be a blessing. Amen. Don't be afraid. Soul seed, good ground. This word was good to you tonight. Amen. Soul back into the word of God. Let me say this right now. Let me say this real quickly. We neglect a lot of time opportunity. We neglect opportunity to receive the over and above from God, because we want to hold on and not sow seed. Listen, we do this thing because we love you. We love God, first of all. This word is preached because, first of all, we love God. I love God. And then I also love you as the people of God. We take time to labor in love. There's nothing wrong with sowing the seed into our lives, because when you sow back into God's anointing, you will prosper even the more. See, you are blessed because of the word. Thank God for the word. And even more when you show forth that love back to God by sowing to his servant. You do it as unto the Lord. And you know, and this is why the Bible says he gives seed to the sower. When you believe in sowing, he has no problem in blessing you to be able to sow again, you know, and cause your life to be prosperous because of giving. Amen, because you're given. So once again, don't be afraid to be a blessing from the Lord. Amen. PayPal account is, address is eagleswingsim@yahoo.com. eagleswingsim@yahoo.com. Let's not forget those the warriors that stand on the front line for us and preaching the word, bringing forth the word that's going to cause us to be blessed. And we're not doing it for money, because trust me, if I was doing it for money, I would stop doing it a long time ago. Preaching over 16 years now, amen. And all because for the glory of God. I love him. I love his people. I love to see you all blessed. But we cannot go on muzzling the ox. Be a blessing. Sow seed into our leaders. Amen. As they go forth and bring forth the word to you. If you understood the havoc, the warfare, all that goes into bringing forth the word of God, I think it would change your life to see and understand. When they can stand before you, bring forth the true word from God, it was substance, with help, and going to cause you to be inspired. It is a blessing from God. Because you don't know what labor it went into getting that word. And love that comes forth out of that word to our lives. So, amen. So, truly be blessed of the Lord, and let God use you to be a blessing, whichever way he desires to do. Whatever he needs you to do, do it. Amen. And watch God move in your life. I guarantee you cannot be God's given. So, be a blessing. Amen. And God bless you all. We love you once again, Apostle Marcus Dupree. And thank you for joining us tonight. I pray that you've been blessed by the word in and out. Amen. And may God continue to do a great work in your week this week. Apply that word that you may see the manifestation of the Lord. And God bless you all. And thank God for this research, for the station as well. They've been a blessing to us. And I thank God for blessing them over and above. In the name of Jesus. God bless you all. Amen. Good night. Let it be.